here to recap what happened yesterday. KDK Radio's Joe DeStile on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joe, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Hey, John. Good morning.
Hey, Joe, before we get into yesterday's testimony, the prosecution indicating they may be able to wrap their case today. Could this go to the jury before the weekend?
I don't know if it'll go before the weekend. Well, in a sense, it could, or on the weekend. I think the plans all along have been to have trial on Saturday. I mean, they could get it Saturday. It's conceivable they could get it Friday. I'm not sure how much testimony of defense lawyer Pat Tomasi is planning. Usually there's a little less there than there is in the prosecution. So, you know, these have been pretty long days. I was telling somebody, just when you think that Judge Bickett is going to take a break, he'll say next witness. And clearly he wants to get through this long list of witnesses. I think we had 12 prosecution witnesses yesterday, and that would be, I think about 18 in all, if I remember right.
Wow.
So he's been going, you know, pretty quickly.
With a sequestered jury, does he keep them going on Sunday if they're in deliberations?
I think there's a strong, I think so. I think if they're in deliberations, they're going to go on Sunday. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
So there's a pretty good chance that at least the prosecution could wrap up their witness parade today.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting. Dan Fitzsimmons indicated that, and so maybe three or four more witnesses, and then it's over to the defense.
Yesterday, a lot of testimony about the immediate aftermath of the shooting and the demeanor of Michael Rosfeld.
Yeah, yeah. There was, five or six or seven people, both neighbors and police officers who were at the scene in the seconds, either before the shooting or in the seconds afterwards. They described how Rosfeld was upset, how he seemed panicked, how he was sobbing, literally, at several points. And one neighbor heard him to say, "I don't know why I shot. I don't know why I fired." But he also, according to one police officer, said, "Did you see the gun?" And, of course, that all goes to the point about what danger Rosfeld felt that Antoine Rose posed as he ran from that traffic stop.
I can't imagine the family members in and around the courtroom, you know, because things have been extremely graphic, to detail exactly what happened. And, again, talking about Antoine Rose II being shot and then being handcuffed before another officer came and administered CPR.
Yeah, and yesterday we heard the audio recording, the police radio of about 12 minutes that started with the drive-by shooting in North Braddock that preceded this event in East Pittsburgh. And I'm looking over at the families, and I see Rosfeld's parents on one side, and just literally five, six, seven seats away, there's Rose's mother and other family members, and it just struck me how similar they looked, to be honest with you. They were both so sad. They were listening intently, and it just occurred to me, boy, this we're listening now to the moment when both their families' lives changed, and it just had almost a haunting effect on you.
You know, Michael Rosfeld, I'd heard this before, and it's kind of one of those things that you'd forgotten until the testimony from the mayor yesterday. But he had only been sworn into the police department, what, an hour before the shooting, something like that?
Yeah, that's right. He had been a member of the force for 6 or 7 days. And, of course, because council meets, I suppose they meet there once a month, that was the day that he was to be formally sworn in. And, in fact, that happened. And the other ironic part, Larry, is it happened literally a few feet the swearing in from where this shooting occurred, because one of the buildings where eyewitnesses were was this, they call it the senior center, but it's also where the town council in East Pittsburgh meets. And that's where Rosfeld was sworn in. It's also where he went to get a drink of water the seconds after this shooting. It's just bizarre.
And then another officer, apparently Rosso, came in and said, "We can't stay here."
Yeah,
suggesting
put
that
him,
there
put
is
him,
a
put in the car.
Adrenaline dump that's going to happen after such a significant and tragic experience, and when it happened, he didn't want him to be sitting there.
the testimony ended for the day yesterday with another medical examiner scientist talking about the microscopic amount of gun residue that was actually found on the hands of all three people in that jitney. The most on Zawan Hester, who was in the backseat, who video shows did fire his weapon at least 9 times during that drive-by. But there was also evidence of gun residue on the palms of the other two people, the jitney driver and Antoine Rose. But he also made it clear not enough to prove that they had fired a weapon. It could have simply been because they were so close to a weapon that had been fired so many times.
Day 3 begins shortly. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStillo on the scene. Thank you, Joe.
Right on. See you soon.